This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The pending U.S. State Department report on human rights, the one criticized after leaks to news outlets by pro-abortion government workers, is now getting different treatment. Nearly 200 pro-life groups are thanking Secretary Rex Tillerson for not only staying within the mandate of Congress, but for drawing on a proper understanding of human rights to reject abortion as a human right. Those who offer sex education with an abortion and contraception eugenic mindset are criticizing new HHS appointees who promise to defund such programs. The appointees counter the criticism, saying education that includes so-called safe sex doesn't make sense, and that risk avoidance or abstinence strategies are well supported by evidence. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, the General Accounting Office says that over a third of Planned Parenthood's $1.5 billion in federal funding goes to just four local Planned Parenthood affiliates, accused by Congress of using human specimens from abortion for profit. And New Mexico authorities are taking up a third-party citizen complaint against abortionist Curtis Boyd in the death of Keisha Atkins last year. Dr. Boyd is also involved in allegations of trafficking in human remains from abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.